Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
All right, series two of Free the Geezer. And we are starting with a little trip down memory lane of all our old videos. And we have a very special guest, Mr. Steven Spliffberg, Quentin Tarantino himself, the best director in South
Africa. Martin Scorsese.
Martin Scorsese, Mr. Post Elliott. Thank you for being here, mate.
Standing boys. Pleasure.
Man, like.
Hell, I was, you know what? I was going through the videos the other night and I was trying to figure out how many we shot, including freestyles and music videos. And I think I told you this when I was drunk on Saturday. We were 55. 55 wow. Music videos.
Fuck, you know.
That's on SBTV, that's on the YouTube, that's on all other channels, GRM and all sorts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. I didn't see you including him.
So that's not bad.
That's
not bad for a bunch of lazy bastards.
Well, yeah. So let's go right back to the start. This for me, and I know Dan, I personally enjoyed this video shoot and this week of shooting videos more than anything. I know I was talking to Dan on Saturday about he has another preference, but for me, this was the best thing. Because this was about, we just got to Parlophone, we just signed a big deal, right? We just signed a Fortuna deal. Big Nick Huggett had just signed us and they literally gave us a blank check. Well, not a blank check, but
They gave us an absolutely giant check. We signed in Westfields because they wanted to get the deal done quick that day, mate. We literally, people thought we'd won the lottery. Like we were standing, yeah, remember getting the pictures and everyone's going, "What are you lot, pop stars, are you? Give us a bit of money."
Yeah, we look like lottery winners and pop, mixed with pop stars, or we just won the X Factor or the postcard.
Novelty check bang in the middle of Westfield, brother.
Wait, where is that check?
Got lost at a house.
It literally might even be around here somewhere.
I think you've got it, because you had it in the back of your motor and you're going, "This is doing my nut in this check. Like, this ain't even my money." And I've got a giant lottery check.
taunting me in the back of my car.
So we just signed a deal. We go into the label. We had two songs on our first album. So by this point, we released three mixtapes. And we just released an album and we got signed for doing this album. And we had two songs on it, which featured a French singer, Emma Benito, who I'm sure everyone's very familiar with. So we said to them, I don't know how it went down, but I think we said, "Can we go to France to shoot these music videos?" And they said, "Go ahead." And they said, they didn't send out anyone from the label. They said, "Just you and your mates and Elle, with one member of crew, go and shoot us. You've got a budget there. Go and shoot us two music videos. You've got a week. You can book the best filler in the south of France. You've got a week. Go and get us two, but make sure you come back with two music videos."
So we went, we booked a banging villa in the hills. We were there for six nights.
And then and gradually throughout the week, we fly out more and more people because we need a bit more help. But literally, the reason why I enjoyed it because this trip was full of calamities and disasters from the minute one. Firstly, there was a flight delay. Secondly, then we get there and then the first night of it, we nearly get nicked because we got a bit of thing on us coming up the hill. We go out for a sushi down by the bay. And on the way back up, some of us nearly get nicked because we got caught with a bit of crow. Then the weather, the rain starts coming down on day.
Oh yeah, it rained the whole time, innit?
After that first day, so we'd had them first moody day, and after that first night, we'd just been out trying to shoot, and we had to keep stopping. We were running in little calves and everything, and then with that night, we were seeing the weather predicting it was going to rain for the rest of the week. So we were like, we're going to have to buy a boat because we ain't got the budgets.
The boat.
Do you remember the...
We had just signed a deal, so we were prepared to actually spend a fortune on trying to sail out of the bad weather. Mm. Despite the fact we've flown to Nice, we were going to try and sail away from bad weather. So anyway, without further ado, let's introduce Patrick Riviera. The first video we shot out of the two was Patrick Riviera, and it is filmed in the style of the business. This was an idea that... To be fair, we all got it. Was L took the lead with this idea, obviously. It was his art thing, but we all wanted to do something. It was one of our favourite films, so we wanted to do something that matched. Well,
yeah, it's a film we'd all loved. It was inspired by it. When we were like 16 and we first met, it was a film we always watched, always loved the 80s soundtrack as well. And yeah, but that's where the concept came from with the whole video. It was like flipping the business and shooting it in the south of France. And we referenced a lot of the shots, a lot of the scenes from the film. Of course, anyone who knows the film will recognise it. But
the motor that I had in this video was sick. It was from fucking the Hackett campaign, what Pierce Brosnan done, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, in the 90s, yeah. I was wearing Scott sunglasses. Scott had like 27 sunglasses on that holiday. I was wearing all of his ones.
You look like you're in good nick in this video, John.
Yeah, I was in good nick. I was in great nick. It's the start of the deal. I was doing press-ups every day, yeah. I was in great nick this video.
This scene here, this drone scene here, I remember this was the last day of shooting Scott driving this classic car, which in the deposit, the security deposit about $3,000 on that if you nicked it, Scott. We were driving that along and I think we had one Ryan who came out to do the drone shots, who had a blinder to be fair. Ryan, I think he was young, obviously he's killing it now in the video world, but yeah, at the time I think he was a fan of the Man of Music and wanted to get involved. And I think we flew him out for one day to do the drone shots in the South France. He came to the party, I think he called, had a blind eye, got the killer drone shots and flew him the next morning. But I think we were shooting this, I think we had one battery left and we're trying to get the shot and we got seagull shit.
We have a gang of them, oh my god, a big gang. One, do you remember, one of them come and he had the little butchers. Then he fucked off, and then a big gang of them come back and just ambushed the drone, bro.
That's literally so. He did a madness to pull off these shots. But looking back, they're pretty stunning even now, to be fair. And our extras, we just went out and met on a night out, didn't we? We went out to a club and we just brought people back to the villa.
It's a good little chat up line to say that you're shooting a video at a mental villa. Do you fancy coming up tomorrow? Because not many of these people actually have proper jobs either out there. They're all there to have a party.
They're all furloughed, isn't they? All year round.
Or sitting around doing poppers.
Yeah. Let's go back to the comments. First comment is skip the Brits abroad and just went and just watched the chick singing. She nailed it. I ain't like Emma looked like a raving sort in this video, so I'll give her that. Oh, and she is a very talented singer. But listen, we had some bars as well in this, so fuck you, Game N8. Yeah. Don't comment in our videos again. Next comment. Perfect representation of everyone's spoken French exam. Yeah, I'm with that.
Yeah.
I can just about remember, well, apart from mine, I said about two French words in mine, but Scott did like half of it.
Yeah, Scott was in the ham with the French.
Man pulled out that A-level French, cuz. Come on.
Yeah, no, I would have got an E. Scott would have got a strong C+ for that, definitely.
Nice one.
And we got another comment?
Mate, wish. Struggling with some of these comments.
Chloe Bell, did anyone fart while watching?
That's kind of recent as well. That's like 2 years ago.
Why are you going back to old videos with new farts? Like, what's happening here?
It's a very strange one.
YouTube is the home of the weirdo, isn't it? All right, fair enough. There is complimentary ones, L, I'm sure, but they're boring for everyone. I want to know if people are farting while they're watching our videos, mate. So I think that's way more relevant.
Fair play, insightful.
So the next one, we get to a stage now where we the label at Parlophone are trying to get us to release an EP. At the time, they wanted us to put loads of old songs on it, but we said, fuck that, we want to give the fans a load of new songs. And off the back of, what's the film? It was, what's the film? Human Traffic. So we thought, let's try and shoot a weekend, basically. We had songs that matched it. We had like 5 songs that sort of told the story of a weekend. So I went to Elle, and Elle had this idea of trying to shoot like a short movie based across a weekend. You using who's the actor? Love him to death.
Callum McNabb
from Football Factory fame. He was going to be the lead actor who has the worst, most successful, fucking fucked up weekend, binge drinking and drug taking weekend you ever had, similar to the weekends we do have. And we were going to film it all and put it into a short movie. Now that started with Don't Like Going Places on a Thursday. Went to Friday, which was The Reducer. Saturday was Saturday daytime was We Love It. Hacienda was Saturday night, and then weekday strong nights were sort of the Sunday come down bit and everything else. But we're gonna watch Hacienda because I feel as though that's got the best story to it, and that's probably, I think that's my favourite one. I don't know about you, so out of the 5, Don't Like Going Places is a classic video, but that wasn't a new shot video.
Hacienda, this video, before we go in, this video was an absolute joke, mate. Like, literally every video since we've started in some way has come into my kitchen.
I thought
I hate to say it, like, they ended up moving out because of this. Like, they moved to Cyprus. It's never been my ass.
Your parents.
They had to move out because we just intruded too much with the parties and in the music videos.
And Dan was talking about his parents moving out there. He was talking about his parents.
Hacienda was his. Hacienda was a trippy Saturday night. Like, that's what this was.
This was a joke because you had smoke. Like, you literally had like something out of like Amnesia Club. Like, you had these smoke machines that were filling the entire house with smoke. I had Sean upstairs going mad saying the dog's going to get lung poisoning. Julian had come out of the gym and he'd seen that we'd built like a hacienda here. There's lighting, there's sort of smoke coming out of everywhere. So he's gone straight from the gym to the co-op and bought 16 lagers and just turned up to this shoot. And it just progressed like that. More and more people are seeing this party develop.
It ended up being a very mental party, to be fair.
And who cleaned it up yet again?
Sorry about that, mate.
That's a running theme. I fell out of you. I fell out of you two bad. I remember this. This was like I fell out of both of you. Bad style.
But again, Dan.
Because you, no, not you. Hang on. I fell out with these two. These two badly. Because we did Project Manor there after that week. And they didn't come
mental
up.
Mental house party.
Mental. Sickest mad. Party. And you lot went shopping or something. I think you'd gone to some shopping thing when you said you were coming straight back to clean up. And it kicked off. I left. I left the manor for a good 2 weeks, I think. Till Sean's barbecue.
2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 whole weeks. I was done, mate. I was back in the lorry. I was going to take the lorry full time.
Well, that's less than ever right. The reason why the kitchen appears, I think, in the videos very regularly is because the kitchen appears in our social lives very regularly. Do you know what I mean? We always end up in that kitchen, so it often feels right.
But I've got to say, this is the most it never looked like Dan's kitchen. That's why I like this video, because L, you did the most here to make it not look like Dan's kitchen and make it look like we were in some sort of hacienda back room in 1999.
He's been remixing my kitchen for 10 years.
Literally, we've literally found numerous different ways of shooting that kitchen. We've done it again with the most recent video we've just done. It's the kitchen's in there again. Like, a lot.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know, that's
new
remix.
Directing, I guess. But, you know,
but yeah.
It's real.
Let's give it a go. So this is the Saturday night of the long weekend from the movie Weekday Strong Nights.
The movie that was never released.
So we had the camera strapped to you guys. Yeah.
That's another reason I hated this. Another reason. That was horrible looking about with that.
It's horrible being a body rig. I'll tell you now, shooting videos, a body rig really does make things difficult.
Oh, mate, it's horrible.
We had some characters in this video again. This was a good video, man. See, it actually looks like Emma Bonita is standing in the middle of Amnesia. She's done a fantastic job here, Real.
I'm not gonna lie, I thought this video was shit. She did fight.
This, we were trying to make it look like thingy, innit? We become heroes.
Yeah, I thought.
Well, this song was supposed to be across between We Become Heroes and Blinded by Lights, isn't it?
Yeah, and it was nowhere near either of them. I'm sorry, but L, it's not your fault. It's not your fault because the budget was stupid. I thought this whole EP, if I'm honest with you, I thought was spread very thin.
Well, that's where we went wrong with this. This was probably a lesson learned in the production. However, much work we put in and all that went, it was, you know.
I kind of like the red.
Six drugs was hard, I thought.
Yeah, Six Drugs and a Dough was a sick video.
We tried to make five music videos with one music video's budget.
One music. So by the way, at this point, the Parlophone had decided that the budgets weren't, they didn't feel as though they need to give us proper budgets at this point after giving us a ridiculous amount to go out to France. They told us go and shoot four music videos with on a shoestring budget. But all of them, for how little budget there was, I'll give L his due, I feel as though they set the mood.
I don't know, I forgot about Reducer as well. That was rubbish. That was seriously
Reducer
bad.
Was my least favourite. Reducer's my least favourite.
That was terrible, mate. L, you know it was as well, don't you?
Mate, it's like me trying to tell you, go and make a fucking, go and record a song in a shed with no mic thing and, like, you know, expect me to enjoy listening to it. I thought they went to bed. Anyway, they did the trick.
Let's quickly see how, if people felt the same as me or Dan on this in terms of the comments. There's got to be some comments in here. See, this one, I remember looking through it. It's nice bringing back the old school sound, especially the garage, but they're trying a bit too hard to sound like the streets for me. Then it got to hear their other stuff, I think he meant to say. Now,
it's definitely a streets-inspired tune, this one, though.
It's a streets-inspired. But listen, I've got my own story about this. This wasn't a streets-inspired song. Because, you lot always mug me off about this, how I always say, I started this song, whatever. But I was watching a lot of documentaries about the Manchester music scene at the time. So if anything, it was inspired by that. It was inspired by the Hacienda, by the Happy Mondays, by the Stone Roses. That, for me, I was watching it and I was inspired by what that period of time was like. So for me, that's where it come from. Sounded like, when we got the beat, it fitted, yeah, it fits We Become Heroes, and it ended up sounding like that. But I'm not giving Mike any more due than he deserves for that. That was more, for me, was not about Mike Skinner, that song. That song was about that period.
Yeah, no, it was. I feel like it was more when it was done. At the end of it, we felt like, oh, no, it had that sort of energy. It had that sort of energy to We Become Heroes and Blinded by the Lights, didn't it?
But I agree. That's what I'm saying. It was like a review.
Weren't really based on it. You're right. We
sort of tried to take it that way once the song was done. But originally, we were talking about a mad night out on Diesel. And of course, Mike wrote songs like that and everything else. But we've given him a lot of respect over the years. He ain't getting more. This next one's our beef up. We just signed for Virgin Records. Big up Ted Cockle. Big up Joe Etchells. Big up Sean. And they thought we had a smash and they were right, so they gave us a fortune to go to Ibiza and live out our movie in its full fledged self. And that was quite possibly part of the best summer of my life, 2018, when the World Cup was happening.
Before we get into this, let's context. Give a little bit of context here, right? Right, just pre-video. Right, just think of the settings. So we've had all the elation of signing that first deal, right? It's gone horribly wrong. We've everyone who signed us got sacked. The whole label got sacked. We've let everyone down. I felt terrible, but I'm not gonna lie.
It's sacked because of you lot. No, that's a bit misleading. The old label was so rubbish. The old label got sacked.
But if we'd have done really well, no one would have got sacked. So that's why I feel a little bit of a thing about it. Anyway, We were super skint, right? We were so skint. And we'd been let out of this deal. And literally, at the start of that year, I won a bet. And that was the only way I had any money. I won a corners bet. The only time I ever won a bet. And we had no money, but it got to the start of summer. And we found out, literally within the same week, we found out that we were going to go on tour with Skinner, the Streets. And we were buzzing. And then we had the street show that week that we were going to watch him anyway. And then we then find out, I get the call from Rich, and we all got the same call, was, hello, son, how'd you fancy doing another record deal, eh? And mate, I thought, how's this?
I was about to go to Sri Lanka. I'm about to jump on a plane to Sri Lanka. and we get all this news. And I said, and that was April. So that was April, March, April. And I guarantee you, I did not come down. Yeah, we did the forum just before that. We did not come down from doing the headline show at the forum right through till October. Well, apart from England going out to Croatia, we did not have one bad moment. That summer was perfect.
Straight through to the streets.
Straight through to the streets. We had
the best. It was the best you could have.
Like, you forget how good that year was. But silly the motto of that summer was put it on the business card.
Business card.
Everything was on the business card. Silly round.
We've got pictures. There's pictures where we've actually tagged the business card at this point.
The business card was the biggest character that whole summer. It was unbelievable. And then so we get this. We sign the deal, and then the first thing again they do, yet again we pulled the same little trick. We've got, funnily enough, guys, we've got a tune that's named after a place. So how do you fancy? Our first video, we go out to Ibiza. And it's like the first week of summer. Like, honestly, you couldn't make it up.
Like the there's a theme here with all the videos where it's been based around the characters. Characters make the man up. As much as how good Elle is at directing and coming up with sick ideas and how good we are coming about tunes, characters make it. And there is certain moments in this video where you see the characters. And this will forever, as long as I live, this will sum up the best summer of my life. Can we ring up? Can we get this video up?
So I was sick about this as well. Do you remember? We knew we were going back there in a couple months to perform.
We were out there
meeting everyone, giving it, like, we went out there to throw the house party, like, rang everyone that we knew that was doing seasons out there, told them to tell their mates, like, everyone come for this house party, and then everyone knew that we were going back in a couple months to perform. So the house parties when we went back were, oh, bruv. That summer
that first,
was mad.
That first night when we got back.
Oh, when we performed and went back to the villa.
Oh my God, that one of the best days ever.
But that was the concept, essentially. That was what it was. It was the man who does the hangover in Ibiza. It was what would you see if you had a mad 4 days in Ibiza? We wanted to visualise everything you'd glimpse.
Yeah, you got most of it.
I feel like we got close to it.
Quickly as well, one more little bit of context, because this is right before the video. So me and Scott, before this holiday, we were adamant that we were going to form like an Avengers squad of nutty lag boats from around the way, that we would get to go out on this trip and we were going to do a week before the video. And then John and Elle have talked us down and said, you're mad, you can't go for a week before Ibiza and you'll be ruined, which you would have been. So we've ended up doing, it was only... How many days did we do? I think it was only 2 days before.
2 days in Jet apartments.
Yeah, 2 days at Jet.
I can't believe that got sanctioned. I can't believe that was allowed. Yeah,
the label actually co-signed it, innit? Do you remember we said that we needed to go out there early to get in the Ibiza spirit so that we were like, did well in the video, innit?
First day, I'd had 2 hours kip in about 70 hours.
You were frapping on that balcony, bro.
Oh, my God. I was doing what I normally do, which was chatting shit.
The worst thing, we're playing pool all night, and we've called it about 12 o'clock, and we're walking back to the villa, and we've seen this, walking back to Jet, and this guy's pulled out, he's gone, oh, it's you lot of the money, you lot of the money. He's gone, I'm working out. He's gone, you lot, want to get on it? And we've gone, yeah, fuck it, why not?
We had a video the next day. The pressure that Elle was, because Elle, like, this was, L, you know, you've done a fair few big budget things at this time, but, you know, this was everyone's big, big moment. We had to smash this video. We really had to give, we had people from the label coming out. We had a whole massive crew. We had extras. We had a producer. It was everything.
Commissioner Hackett. We had the whole big team.
Context compared to France, where it was just, there was no one there. It was like,
there was a bit of supervision.
Do you remember that morning, though? Because I had to bring the vibes up. And I remember the last phone call I'd had with you, I was like round with you about whether or not we could get this boat into the budget. And you were ill anyway, so you couldn't come out. And I was just like, you have an early night, son. Have an early night. And then you've rang us up at like 9 a.m. I'm looking around the apartment and everyone is just KO'd. Like, we're going, John's going, I want to go home. I'm done. I do this video. And Elle's gone, right, can you guys get to the, can you get over here to the villa for 10 o'clock? And it's like 9:30 now. No one's out of bed. And I've gone, yeah, Elle, that's fine, as long as you can suck my dick. And Elle's gone silent, but everyone in the villa, I had to do it for morale. Everyone's buzzing up. And Elle's gone, Dad, don't fuck with me, mate. Don't fuck with me on this fucking video. Don't fuck with me.
That's what I'm saying. I can't believe you got sacked. No, it's just ridiculous.
I apologize.
There was a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure on that shoot, and you did not alleviate it at all. It was a nightmare. You were a nightmare. The lot of you. You've turned up day one.
Big set.
And it was going to be it was going to be as stressful shoot as it was. It was going to be a lot. We were shooting for 3 days. You turned up on the first day, all in bits. Scott was being an absolute nightmare. This shoot, I'm sorry, he was being a nightmare. I think he'd recently been going hard with a vegan thing, and like we're in a villa in the middle of nowhere. We're trying to shoot all sorts of bits. We've got live chickens running around the set. We've got extra people running around everywhere. I've got Scott giving me grief because he hasn't got an avocado for lunch or something.
There was no lunch, bruv. Like,
no, he did get lettuce. He had the chicken.
There was no lunch, bruv.
We were struggling. We were in a palace of a villa, but we were struggling with catering for sure. You actually list it, when you actually look at that 3 day shooting, we had various police interruptions. Drone crashes, almost missed flights. We managed to sneak a camera crew into one of the biggest super clubs in Ibiza.
Oh yeah. Then you've got the England Colombia game right in the middle.
That was day one.
So we had the England Colombia game. We knew that. We told El has not got time in his schedule to fit in us watching in the England Colombia. I'm telling El, I will go home now. I will rob all your camera equipment if I do not get to see this thing. And he's got no. So he's made time for us to go and have this. So we find the little bar.
The football game into the shoot schedule. Literally.
But then it goes to penalties. And then I'm thinking to myself, if we lose this penalty shootout, we've got 2 days of shooting left. No one's going to want to do it. Even our manager, Rich, who is out there for the first time. Rich ever come to a video shoot. He comes out to our...
He said,
if we lose this penalty shootout, there is no video. So we've got a massive budget here that's about to get flushed down the toilet.
Do you remember what Hackett as well tried to make us... When it went to penalties, he went...
Hackett's the video commissioner.
Yeah, he went, all right, boys, we're leaving. We've lost. Let's go. And we're like, no, Hackett, like, we probably have lost, but we're not going anywhere. And I see 10 grown men run to the Kazi when it went to penalties.
Oh, yeah,
everyone has shit himself. Literally everyone in the old pub.
Yeah, I did.
And we had a big scene to shoot. There was a lot riding on this penalty shootout. But like you said, John, you said the video almost hung in the balance because this was the end. This was halfway through the first day.
That was the night of amnesia,
innit? It was halfway through the first day. And if we lost that penalty shootout, the vibe would have been sucked out the rest of that match.
Everything from there, just that just rolled on because we went into amnesia.
Well, on that note, play the video.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Video.
Got a shout out Lala for this opening shot. There's our live chicken.
It's got all that egg for 3 seconds.
No, the chicken's in there a couple of times.
Was it worth it?
Here we go, Indonesia. Bearing in mind a little
so this
bit.
This is the night of England Colombia.
We had said this was after the England Colombia game. And we said we wanted to get into a club, and everyone had told us it's not going to happen. It's impossible. You can't film in a super club. You can't take the proper camera crew.
Never been done.
And just, I mean, I don't know, maybe not in a music video, but just by luck, I'd managed to be out there a couple of weeks before, managed to meet, a bird who worked for Amnesia, who managed to tuck us in. And we roamed around the club and managed to pull these shots off. We still to this day, I think, made the video, man. Made the video.
Yeah, it did. You're right, it did. It definitely did.
You can't visualise how people are about being one of these guys. What a view from this villa, though, man.
Oh, mate, what a villa. We called it the Scarface villa. The Tony Montana Scarface villa.
It was such a sick villa.
It had so many little secret rooms and everything else. It was mental. It was like something that cocaine built in the 1980s.
Yeah, for sure. Go for it, Jim. Shout out Dan's uncle there.
Mate,
Dan's uncle in love.
We almost got Nick shooting this Jeep scene. There's Octavian. I love this scene though. We're coming over here, bombing it around the field by the airport, the dusty field in the Jeep.
By DC-10.
Bro, we ate about an ounce of sand. You were like, have your mouths open.
I was driving one of them cars, innit? That was sick.
But look at you like trying to force these last Esvedra shots, just trying to force the smiles. You can see him there. See there, trying to force that. You've had the time of your life, Dan. Just one last smile and we'll wrap. And that was literally that shot you're seeing there, that final shot. They're literally the final shots.
Look at the pain.
You can see it, a grimace. And they are literally the final shots. Then we literally dipped from there straight to the airport and caught the flight.
No, we stayed up. We stayed,
the crew actually did. But we did a lot, man. We shot. It was three very intense days. Three very intense days, but very, very sick. I think a lot of these shoots you do when you're doing them, it feels like you're going into a bit of a battle. It's just intense.
Yeah.
Intense. And it's only at the end, at the time, you're so caught up in the sort of stress of it and just trying to get what you've set out to do. And at the end of it, you're just in complete bits and finished.
No, Ibiza was a movie. Swaz was sick, but Ibiza was a movie.
That's actually a movie. That's like a trailer for a film.
Yeah, that was the idea, but it was also more just the fact that we went out there and were able to do it. So I thought it was our first bigger budget. We could go out there to Ibiza and get all the toys and all the things we wanted to
make. Absolutely nailed it.
Yeah, that's what I say. I've never been more proud of you, El, for executing a video. That was, I'd say it's because Ibiza, it was where we were, where that was outrageous.
So, but I want to see what other people, if they thought it was as much of a movie as we thought it was for Ibiza. So what do people think?
There better be a funny comment in there. I tell you, we struggle.
There's a good one. Is this a Boohoo Man advert? I've got to say, I won't say who did the styling for us on this, but we didn't take any clothes from the stylist. We actually went out and picked all of our own. What do you call them? What do you call them? Cohorts. We were all wearing a lot of us were wearing cohorts in this video. We were wearing.
What were they actually from Boohoo? These cohorts.
No, we. I don't know what we. Nothing fit me. I know I've got a pair of shorts or two out of it.
Of all the fucking comments, is it a Boohoo Man?
Yeah, someone's wrote, Bob Marley is turning in his grave. Wait.
How did you get that sample cleared? Because I thought the Marley family was supposed to be very strict with...
They co-signed it, bruv. They said they
loved the song. Bruv, they co-signed it. They loved the song. Are you joking, Will Hume? You're a dickhead for that because they don't let many Bob Marley samples get cleared and they fucking loved that and they said it was pucker. So,
How about that?
Yeah. So, have some of that. It was, Yeah, no, they loved it. Damian Marley's going to put me on the next album. So how about that? Is there any other comments?
Jim, is this you or John? Because
apparently, this is my granddad's sister's son's kid.
Who's that? Is that you, Dan?
I don't know. Who Cameron Allen? I don't know who that is. Who? How do I know who his son's kid, sister, auntie's granddad?
What a Kazi, the comment section has been. Moving on. You win some, you lose some.
Yeah, so anyway, moving on to the next video, which was one of our most recent ones. Technically
this was, one of the most astounding, I'd say.
it was a smart video, and this is... I'll be straight up with this. I had no idea. This was Spurs Boys production. And we, it was a banger, but we had no idea what we needed to do for this video. And this is where El really did pull it out of the bag. I'll give him that.
El, how did you do it? Because I still don't understand.
Oh, mate. Should we play it? And we'll talk about it while it's closed.
Yeah, let's play it.
This whole video is shot with a 360 camera. You won't be able to, well, you might even be able to see a little mark, but basically the camera is rigged on a pole. It's rigged on a bodysuit and rigged off all of the boys in these shots. Oh, mate, without it's going to get mad geeky, innit, if I actually have to explain.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, I'm interested. Well, so...
You're genuinely none of you that are interested, Jim.
No,
be.
I am. Yeah, well, what about this? It's probably some well, really anyway, inspiring
The technique, the way we executed this is shot on a 360 camera that's rigged to the boys' bodies. So the way 360 cameras work, we've stitched the shots, basically. It's two 360 images stitched together. And where we stitch the shot together, you hide the actual body rig. So you're able to create this effect where the camera is literally feels like it's floating above their heads. And then as we shot it, the kind of bobblehead feeling to this was more us experimenting with the rig and the shapes and how it captured you guys. But the more we shot it, we felt like this sort of bobblehead, almost like cartoony vibe, kind of just worked with the track. Bobble effect is more just the way we rig the camera, the size of it. And like, I think that was just the thing that almost came about. Experimenting with the technique, and then when you've seen it, when it's come together, the bobblehead, I think, just added a little thing, and, you know, it felt like we were bringing out your characters a little bit more.
A little footballer, like the little footballers.
That's what it reminded me. Yeah, that's what it reminded me of. But the reason I like this shoot was good fun because it was like, because of the way we shot it and the small rig, it felt like it was a bit of a back to basics, like an old school approach where it wasn't like a massive crew. You know, we didn't have to have like a huge amount of kit and do this stuff. We kind of did it a bit old school, and we spent 2 days around the manor, all sorts of locations, and just had a little bit more fun with it in that regard. But in terms of the actual effect, I'm proud of this video. Anyway, this video is one of the.
It was. I'll be real. From our perspective, we had to find something that was going to work on GRM because we'd never actually put a music video out on GRM. And it had to be eye-catching, it had to be a statement video. It was colourful, it was animated, and it made an impact. And that's all you wanted to. And it done well views-wise.
I think, yeah, with videos, whenever we're trying to make something, I mean, that's the aim anyway, is to try and create something that feels fresh or feels like you haven't seen it before.
Mm.
And, you know, this was working with the DP, James Canavan, who kind of done some tests and experiments kind of with this body rig. Because it was like a custom, you know, it was a proper little box job. It was literally like a chest harness and a piece of wood and polystyrene where we rigged the, you know, the camera pole off it. It was like a proper box job. And just angling it in the right way where, you know, where you stitch the shots together, it hides, you know, it hides the actual pole. And then I think, yeah, the effect was cool, and it, you know, it worked with the track.
Smart. No, listen, one of the best videos we've ever done. Moving on, we're gonna talk. Let's get to the comments on this. Let's see if we can perk up here with some good comments.
It's not one funny comment. It's so half a million views. It's got to be one.
Yeah, I suppose.
Nearly 2,000 comments.
First comment is.
Oh my god! As if they. That's a very.
There's a guy called Squizzini the. There's a guy called Swazini the GDG, and he said, as if they've released a song with my name in it.
Wow.
Well, there you go. That was exactly, we knew, we've been going through YouTube for years, finding sick names, and we picked a song title based on the sickest YouTube personality there is, YouTube account. So Swazini the Genie. We're going to release a song called Genie G next as well. Just be prepared for that.
I feel like John, your artist name could be like Genie G.
These comments are on the absolute ropes.
Have we got another comment, Jim? The video make me feel seasick.
On that note of seasickness, yes, we spent 2 days, obviously bearing in mind this, you know, slightly weird perspective where we're shooting the video all from above your heads. So for 2 days, I've been looking at a monitor where we're alternating the perspective of how we see this camera and the angle. And I spent 2 days, 12, 15 hours on the spin, just staring at this screen as we're shooting the video. So at the end of that second day, when we wrapped up the party scene in the video, that's what we finished with. So we've wrapped the shoot. Everyone's had a few drinks, celebrating, finishing the shoot. We're doing it. You know, a few drinks down, and we're all at the end of the shoot, and I'm having conversations with people in the kitchen, and we're talking about everything. And I start to only be able to see, whilst I'm talking to people in the kitchen, I can no longer see them and what's in front of me. I know they're standing in front of me, but I can only see the angle from above our heads. And this is, it's happened at first, it happened once, it happened briefly, like for a second, and I was like, well, that was a bit trippy. And then it continued to happen to the point where for the rest of the party, I could no longer see what was in front of me, only from what was above my head. But yeah, long story short.
But yeah.
Oh my God, what is this?
What? Okay, the next comment's from Trans-tibial OG. What the fuck is he eating in a calf? Egg sandwich and chips? I've got to say, that is a very strange choice of meal to get in a
calf. That's your meal, wouldn't it?
No, was it fuck? I didn't. Nah.
Can we have this? Can we say, is this John or Jim doing these comments? Is this John or Jim? Is it a collaboration of the two of you? Is it a collaboration?
It's a mixture of the two of us.
The pair of you, I tell you.
On that note, let's move on to the next one. I've got to say, the comments have just got better and better throughout this. All right, so okay, our latest music video. It's been a difficult few months for everyone, and we had a song which we felt suited the times. And I'll be honest, I'll be straight up. Elle rang me halfway through lockdown and said, because we weren't going to do a music video for this. We were just putting out a single. And Elle's rang me up and gone, we should really shoot a video for this. And I remember thinking, Elle's probably a little bit skint right now and he's trying to make a bit of money. Because there is no...
there was a bit of that involved. I won't even lie to you.
That's before furlough landed. That was before furlough.
I won't even lie.
I remember humouring him, thinking that Elle, a video shot in my house where I have been and only seen these four walls for the past 6 weeks at this point, would be shit. But I remember thinking, Elle's probably a bit hard up now. Let him go. Let him try and go for it. He asked for £500 budget. It weren't, that's not what the budget we ended up with for shooting it. It ended up being a video for me that I don't think any music video I've seen has summed up this period of time.
No, I won't lie. There was part of me, when lockdown started, when it first started, I was obviously, when it was announced, I wasn't going to be shooting any videos. I knew that, you know, hands were up. It's like, all right, that's not going to be happening. We're going to down tools and just chill out for a little bit. And after a little while of doing the normal lockdown routines, then it was a case of trying to get a bit proactive and think, okay, look, in the confines of lockdown, how can you make a video? How can you make a video with social distancing and shoot it in a way where we don't need a camera crew and the boys can just film it themselves and we can document this time? And that's what I said, the song All Goes Cold, the song sounds like, that's what I was saying going into it, that sounds like Sound of the Times. The song almost sounds like a bit of a protest. It sounds a bit anti-establishment. Yeah. It sounds like a bit of a riot
in
itself.
The funny thing is it didn't suit the time when it was written. I weren't even there for Rome. When you two wrote it, this was 2018, our best year, but we waited on this track and then it suited this mood better than ever.
That's the mad thing about this song, isn't it? And where it linked up with the video, because if it weren't for the pandemic, this song probably would never have dropped, innit?
Yeah, no. For real. That's true.
A lot of our good music.
Yeah.
Basically, we're waiting for other sort of catastrophes and mental pandemics to happen before we can release some of our better music.
Yeah, next time a volcano erupts, we got a banger waiting,
mate.
Oh, my
God. Have you...
banger.
Oh, Dan.
Firestar. Good.
Yeah. The lava track.
Going into this one, I thought, because we've done, like, obviously what we've been talking about throughout this whole thing, we've done a lot of videos over the years. We've done a lot, and they are hard work, video shoots. You know what I mean? To make a good video, you've got to put in graph, you've got to put in hours, time, it's a lot of effort. And with this one, and I know you lot struggle there at times, you know what I mean, in longer days, sometimes you wanna call it a little bit early. But this one, I thought, sweet, I'll send that over. It's all gonna be filmed in their houses. They're literally ringing up a GoPro. None of them can complain. None of them can complain about anything. Scott can have his avocados, he's shooting in his ass. John can sit on his ass, do it. Well, that's literally the shot list. Dan's in his
Sitting on my ass was a shot list, not running 10 kilometres in sprints. All right. That was a shot list, was it?
But anyway, that was half of it. Anyway. The amount of fuss I've sent over, I've written a shot list. It's all literally in your house. Like, you've literally put in a camera up in the corner of the room and you're shooting it. I'm bringing the camera to you. I'm helping you set it up on FaceTime. Fucking, I'm getting phone calls off John of my first thing, my first bit of communication after sending the shot list. Not, yeah, this could be really cool. Oh, this could be a great video. Yeah, this is John. Oh, man, it's quite a lot on this shot list. There's quite a lot to do here, really, anyway. You know what I think? There's a lot down here. I've got Dan ringing me up every 10 minutes going, oh, man. I just get a phone call, Dan going, oh, fucking hell, mate, I'm having a mare, mate, seriously, I can't do this, I can't do that, literally every 10 minutes. Scott, to be fair to him.
Yeah, he was sweet.
He just got on, he got on with it. Obviously, I came down and did a little Dave Scott as well, but we might as well play it now. We're going to wrap up talking about it. We'll play a bit of it and you'll see, but.
I didn't even watch his back yet. Let's have a look.
I was proud of you boys. Yeah, let's play this. Also, shout out Joe, the aerial cinematographer, because the shots he managed to get of London in lockdown.
I like that slide, Scott. I'm not going to laugh, the slide was hard.
Cheers, bro. The slide was good.
That was a good start.
But that's what we wanted to do in this video. The concept, I guess, was to just... I wanted to kind of capture the relatable routines that people have been kind of going through in lockdown, and that frustration and that kind of isolation. I wanted to kind of explore that. And also just, when you're at home, you're on the phone a lot and you're reading a paper, you're looking at the news and it's just a bombardment of media. And I wanted to get that across in this as well, I was actually proud. I was saying it to Dan, I think he was having a laugh, but I was actually quite proud watching when I got the footage back from you guys. Obviously, we've been going back and forth, but watching you lot sort of do the takes and then kind of watching him back and tweaking the shots and, directing yourselves a little bit with my shot list.
Bro,
I felt like a proud dad.
El, I kept hearing your voice when I'd look back and I'd go, oh, for fun. I knew what you were saying, like, smile more. And I was telling Pell when I got her to do it, I'm going, you've got to gesticulate, you've got to
move back. Yeah, I heard you go, use your arms.
Good old Pell.
Yeah, good old Pell. I could actually hear you slagging me off in some of the footage as well.
Did you really?
Yeah. But shout out Pell. But I love the fact that we got Scott and living on a farm as well. It's just random as fuck.
How many sit-outs do you do, John, just out of interest?
4.
I actually had to speed up the shots of John's sit-ups and Scott's press-ups. Both of them were so slow. I swear to God, the both of them were so slow. No, and Dan's, all three of yours, to be fair, that to
nah,
get
nah, my dicks are going off.
Hey, my skipping was sick, though, innit? You didn't get my skipping in.
100%, that's a speed-up press-up.
Yeah.
Because it was too slow, it didn't work with the energy of the songs that usually you got to exercise in normal pace.
Exercise.
The slower you do the exercise, sometimes the better you do. It's better for your core. The slower you do it, the better for your core.
Yeah, but not for the camera.
All right, okay, let's wrap this up then. We've taken you on a mad journey these last 9 years, I think it's been. We're about to take it up a notch, though. There is way more to come. We have got an album on the way. Do not worry about that. You've not been waiting for it for a long time, and with that album, you're going to get an even better set of videos. Do you know what I mean?
Ones that match the budgets that they're given.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not all about budgets. I just want to say it's not all about budgets. It's about passion. It has been a pleasure. It's been nice watching it. It's been nice watching it back and looking back. We've worked hard. For how many videos was it? How many videos have we done?
54, 55. I couldn't decide.
That is quite a lot. We've been doing this for a minute, rough. And I think it's nice.
Here's one to take away. Take away of you. Divide what you've earned off this thing by 54, and see how you feel about all this.
That's a great way to end it. El, thank you for being our first guest. Wait, quickly. I've got to wrap this up now. Thanks for being our first guest on the new series. Or Free the Geezer. It's been a blinder. You've been a good special guest, and you're welcome back anytime.
We'll be back again in 2 weeks' time. What we want from you in the meantime is send in questions for us and send in how you've been feeling, what's been going on with you, how you found it during lockdown, things you've struggled with, things you've enjoyed you didn't realise you would. And just get involved as much as you can.
Free the Geezer, season 2, That's your lot.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.